Oh, yeah. Hey everybody, this is Miles.
What's going on?
Chilling and thrilling, you know.
Chilling and thrilling?
Oh, that's right.
What do you mean by that?
I'm just chilling out in mi casa.
Yeah? Not doing nothing?
No. Nope.
No, any weird dreams lately, or...?
I can't really talk about it with my family here.
What do you mean you can't talk about it?
It might have featured somebody who's not here right now.
You said you're staying with your family. Who would that be?
My kids. You don't have to leave.
What? Oh, they're leaving now? I forced them out of the room now?
It might have featured my wife's BFF. So.
Oh, yes, of course.
I can't really go into it.
Yeah, you do have a... You got a thing. You got a thing going on, you know what I'm saying?
The thing? It's platonic.
I don't think that's really what it is.
Oh, because I don't really know what platonic means.
Yeah. I think you're not using that word the right way.
Platonic.
Yeah. I think it's something.
It's nothing. It's nothing.
All right. Well, another week. Here we are. I know it's... Summer's almost winding down here, you know?
End of July.
You have a good summer so far?
Not really. I haven't really done shit. But
oh, well, that's a good summer for you, I think.
That's a good summer. I don't know. What about you?
No, not really. I was working today, but that's just, you know.
We have had no big bobblement vacations that we're used to.
No big vacation planned for this year, so just, wow. We're staying home, and...
Yeah.
I'm working, apparently. I've been... drafted into some kind of journeyman status or something here. I had to work all day today. It's terrible.
You had the day off?
Yeah, I took the day off today to work here at home. I forgot today's Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took the day off to work on stuff here at the house, so.
Yeah. You were staining?
Yeah, I was taking care of doing some deck maintenance, as it were.
Looking on your deck.
Yeah. Oh, now my phone's ringing. What the hell?
Probably your mom.
I talked to my mom, so we're all good there. Well, let's see if anybody yells at me here.
Somebody get that Radio Shack phone.
Yeah, don't do that, Mom. Let me tell you. I guess nobody's gonna answer it, so we'll just have to leave a message. Okay. That's one of those things, when I was a kid, you never let the phone ring more than twice, you know what I mean? Everybody would be running for the phone. And we only had one phone, you know what I mean?
Well, we were rich, we had several, but...
Oh, really? We have one phone, and then here at my house, nobody gets the phone. It's like the phone just rings, nobody gets it. It's not the thing it used to be, so...
The problem was that my dad was a businessman, and he would give people like our personal phone number all the time, and
yeah, well, that's
you had to be prepared to take some half-assed message, you know. And
that's before cell phones, so you know.
Oh yeah.
So, Dad, Barbara called for you again tonight. She said something about dinner. What? Oh yes, very important business meeting. Son, don't you worry about it. Don't tell your mother. Thank you.
Your mom didn't see this, did she? No.
Oh. it's not Barbara. It's Bobby. Yes. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. My dad, he would, had to go out at night quite a bit, and he'd be like, Miles, how about this for your mom?
Do what?
How about doing the dishes for your mom?
Oh, for your mom, yeah.
You know, not for us or me or anything. How about you do it for your mom?
Yeah, do it for your mom. Pulling that mom crap.
How about you? Come on. Hey, come on.
Do the dishes for your mother. I'm going to punch you in the stomach.
Quit crying. I'll do it.
Do it. Try and quit crying.
Oh, yeah, all right, I'll do it.
Okay.
Trip.
Is that what your kids tell you at home? Do the dishes for your mom, and you're like, okay, I will, no problem, I'll do
start
it.
Start crying again.
That's right. I do the dishes.
The sad part was that they made a good living and they had a fairly big new house, but like the two things broke right away: the air conditioning and the dishwasher broke immediately. And it was like 20 years before they fixed either one of them.
Seriously? Holy moly.
Yeah, or however long it was. I mean, years. So it all had to be done by hand. It was like,
How'd you do the air conditioning by hand?
That sucked. That was like a big house, man. I was like, oh man, it's hot in here. I don't know why. They drove Cadillacs and stuff, and you know, like to go to Vegas and all this, and
but that's why they didn't want to spend it on air conditioner.
Yeah, apparently. It's like, hey, let's fix the AC. Oh no, it's not hot enough for that. We, you know,
too expensive.
We don't do that.
See, I grew up, we didn't have either because we didn't have any money. So
yeah,
so I never had air conditioning until I moved out. So.
You didn't even have like a window.
We had a window unit, and when it broke 100. My mom would get it out for my dad. So it would be in their room, and that would be it.
Yeah.
And because my dad would work outside, so yeah. he was a hardworking man. Yeah. And so when he came home like that, she would kick on the AC for him because he basically was outside all day. So.
But it had to be 100.
Oh, God, yeah. It had to be really hot before she'd even do that. So.
Yeah, it sounds like my mom with the car and air conditioning.
Yeah, oh, gosh, it had to be really warm. I remember, I don't know if you ever did this, but we had a fan. Everybody got a fan, right?
Yeah.
I got, you got hand-me-down fans, and so I had, this murderous fan in my room with where you could put your whole fist in it and everything.
Yeah.
And, so I would tie my blanket from my bed on top of the fan handle, right? And then I would lay under the blanket and turn the fan on. It would be like a wind tunnel. That's how I slept on the really hot nights.
I said you were naked, weren't you?
I don't recall being naked, but I was a kid, so.
Yeah.
That's how we kept cool in the hot weather. So that, or you go down to the basement. That was the only two things to do.
Yeah, we did that too, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, but no, my whole lifetime, they did not get air conditioning or another bathroom until after I left the house.
Yeah.
So we had one bathroom and no air conditioning. And then after I let, you know, after my brother's older than I am, so he moved out. But then as soon as I moved out, air conditioning, they had put in two more bathrooms.
Wow.
Yeah, all this stuff happened after I moved out. So, the thing was, I didn't cost them any money. I mean, literally, how much was school costing at that point in time to send your kid to public school? It was like $25 a year or something. You know what I mean? It's not like I didn't take any lessons or anything. You know?
Did you eat a lot?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, you were like a big, you know, hog or something.
No, I don't like anything, so I never hardly ate anything.
Yeah, you are very choosy, that's true.
And they would only fix whatever they wanted, and so I didn't eat anything.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. On taco night, I ate a taco shell. That was my meal. Because I didn't want tacos at that point in time. On spaghetti night, I would eat just the spaghetti, no sauce. So I ate apparently ate a lot of starchy things. That was my meal, all starch.
Wow.
Potatoes. I love eating raw potatoes. That would be my supper, a raw potato. So go figure. I think I had some kind of problem. I don't know.
You think?
Well, it's still going on. So.
Yeah, I want to confirm, but I think... Yeah, I think you do. Yeah, I think you do have some mental illness.
I'd still eat a raw potato if you had one. I love those darn things. My kid thinks that they think that's gross that I eat a raw potato. My son always asks me, why do you like raw potatoes? And I said, I love the taste of dirt. Because they taste like dirt. Have you ever ate a raw potato without mashed potato or nothing? Just raw, you know, just basically wash it off and eat it?
No. I mean, I've had some shitty mashed potatoes in my...
Well, those are terrible. I'm saying just a raw potato.
I'd have to be pretty damn hungry to eat it raw.
Oh my God, really? I would just eat those. They're great. Fantastic. I used to eat them when I made fries in a bag. I'd eat the raw potatoes.
Yeah.
Because I thought they tasted like dirt. I thought they tasted good, so...
Should be called clean up my colon in a bag.
I don't think that was it. It was the Wendy's Super Bar that took care of that.
No, I think I know, yeah.
So, anyway, I didn't mean to go down that path, but I was going to tell you that my wife is working me to death.
Right.
I pretty much, there's three things that I guarantee that she just must be really bad at, but... I always assume that my wife is trying to poison me. That's number one.
Okay.
The number two is I always think she's trying to work me to death.
Okay.
Right? And then the number three is she's always trying to bankrupt me.
Yeah, okay.
I always assume all three of those things are happening.
Yeah, right.
All the time, right?
Right.
So this weekend, you know, I think she's trying to poison me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's working me like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're probably going to end up buying a different house, and so I think she's trying to bankrupt me. So those are my three things. My worst fears have all happened this weekend.
You're going to move from the compound?
Maybe getting a new compound, yes.
Oh, wow.
So here's the funny thing. So my wife has been talking to me about this. She's like, I want to move to a new compound. And I'm like, you know, what's wrong with this one? This is the fantastic, this is the best place in the world, right? Why in the hell would you move from here, right?
Right.
That's what I always say.
Right. It's awesome.
And so she's like, well, you know, the moats and the dogs, it's all too much.
Yeah.
So anyway, so my kids are like, they want to move to someplace. I'm like, okay, whatever. You guys, if you want to do that, that's fine, whatever. You know, it's a lot of work, right?
Yeah.
And it's got to, you know, the money's got to work out, and I, you know, everybody's got to be happy and everything. So I entertained the idea of doing this, which was my mistake, right? I should have just hopefully got poisoned, but it hasn't happened.
Right.
But so then next thing I know, my daughter's like, hey, there's an open house on Sunday, and I want to go see it. I'm like, we haven't done anything yet. We can't be looking at houses, right?
You're just going to move on a whim?
Everybody else in the house besides myself have been plotting this probably for the last 6 to 9 months, and I just am unaware of it, I guess.
So, oh.
That's the way it happens normally, you know what I mean? You know how you trick the dog into going to the vet?
Yeah.
That's me. I'm the dog.
Yeah. Are they going to leave you behind now? You're not, like, getting divorced, are you, or anything?
No, there's no divorce, as far as I know. That hasn't even entered my trilogy here. It's poisoning, working, or bankrupting. Those are the three things. So I haven't even worked in leaving. That's not even part of it.
Do you want to live closer to, like, a city? Because you're kind of out in the country now, right?
I don't. They may.
So that's open. So you could be like back in a town.
Well, see, the thing is, here's the funny thing. I'm getting to the story, but the funny thing is they found a new compound.
Oh, really?
They found a bigger compound.
A bigger compound.
Yes, a bigger compound.
Oh my God, it's like you already have like 5 acres to mow. I mean, God, what the?
I know, it's going to be bigger.
Hey, gas isn't getting any cheaper, man.
With woods and everything. So anyway, my daughter finds this place, and so I say, sure, let's go. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not going to, I'm the one that always gets told I'm pooping on everybody's parade. So, and so I'm like, sure, let's go. So we go.
Yeah.
It's a very nice place, and it is a bigger compound. And so, you know, everybody I just love it. It's fantastic. And so I'm like, you know, hey, everybody take a chill pill here. You know what I mean?
Right.
We have to, you know, shine up the old compound and sell it if we're going to get a new compound. So,
right.
So I'm like, you know, and anyway, don't say stuff within earshot of the realtor. Come on, you know.
Right.
Everybody.
Right.
So we go, okay, well, this place had like a balcony. So like, okay, let's go out on the balcony and talk. I'm like, okay, we'll go out on the balcony. We get out on the balcony. And somebody shuts the door, and we're locked on the balcony. So we're talking. We don't realize we're locked on the balcony at this open house. And we're talking. And so we get done talking, and somebody goes over and reaches for the door handle, and it's locked. And we're all like, who locked the door? How'd the door get locked?
God.
And so we are like, it's not like a, you know, 30 feet in the air or something. It's only about like 7, 8 feet in the air, whatever it is. And so, you know, I'm like, I'm not climbing down from here. There's no place to climb down, you know.
I can't do it.
Well, that's what we were discussing. And so I'm like, no, I could see, you know, somebody breaking an ankle or something, and it's just this whole like scenario opens up. And so I said, you know, here, I got this paper, we'll just call the person, maybe it's their cell phone, and they'll come let us out. So my wife gets out her phone and she's calling, and it turns out it's not the person who's showing the house, that's her husband, and it's another lady who's nowhere near.
Oh no.
And so then she says, I'll text my husband. And then we also try to call him because she gives us I'll text him, you call him. And I guess he's not answering his phone or he's talking to somebody else. And so we're outside on this balcony for about 20 minutes. My daughter starts knocking on the door. And finally, the guy just shows up. He didn't know anything was going on. He's like, oh, I wonder where you guys were. And we're like, you're going to have a note from us and your wife, and everybody's trying to get a hold of him. And so he's laughing. It was pretty funny. So we got locked out of this on this balcony.
That could be a bad sign.
Yeah, I don't know. But the funny thing was, I mean, we could have climbed down. If one side was down to a patio that was probably about, I don't know, 9, 10 feet down. The other side was like those crazy Windsor stones with all this gardening, you know what I mean, those landscaping. Yeah. It's all, you know, tiered and all this, you know, froofy, tall grass and flowers and everything. I'm like, don't crawl down through these people's flowers, for Christ's sake. They're trying to sell this place.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, somebody's going to miss. And there was like a ledge that you could get onto to go like on the side of the house.
Yeah.
If you walked forward, you know, the yard was sloped, and so you could have got to where you could jump off. And I'm like, then you got to shimmy on the side of the house, and I'm like, you're going to pull off the siding or something.
Like a towering inferno or something.
Yeah, I know. But it was hot. It was hot, so we're all sweaty. It was just too funny. The guy thought it was funny, I guess. At least we thought it was funny. I don't know if he thought it was that funny, so. But we'll see. I don't know. It's all up for grabs now. So all this is out of the bag, I suppose, on me. I'm the whole last holdout for all this stuff. So
yeah.
So anyway, my wife had me doing all this stuff all weekend, and you know, my knee hurts, and I'm sunburnt, and I'm just tired. So
yeah. Wow.
Doing all this work around the house.
Holy cow, man! You guys are.
So anyway, but if we get a new compound, I will tell you, and then you can come down to the new compound. So
yeah, all right, yeah.
But that's what's cooking down here, and
come with a pool, okay?
I'm kind of putting the kibosh on a pool. You know, that's a lot of liability right there.
Don't cheap out. Don't cheat. I'm suits optional kind of guy.
Well, what if we get a pool and a pond? I think the pond would be good for you.
I want a pool, okay?
Yeah, maybe a pond.
How do I text your kids? I'm just gonna.
there's one good thing is that you don't know how to text my children. So.
That's right. Yes, I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah, that's the good thing. No, it's but it was just hilariously funny that we would get. It's like an episode of Seinfeld. They go to open house and get stuck on a balcony or something. It was.
Okay, it wasn't wintertime. You'd all be like Jack Nicholson in The Shining or something.
Yeah, that's right. Frozen. Oh no, it was the summer. It was really hot. We were so glad to get back in the air conditioning. We're like, damn, this place has good air. Thank goodness.
Your four bodies are found out there like a month later. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Ah.
The hilarious thing, we step in the door, and my son immediately tells the guy, I'm so sorry for my embarrassing family. I'm like, come on now. What's up?
Oh, come on. It could happen to anybody. Come on.
I'm like, whatever.
Whatever, Hurdle. Whatever.
I don't care. This guy didn't care. He just wants to sell a house.
All right, I'll calm down. $250,000.
That's right. $250,000. That's all we need.
What's a $250,000 between friends?
There you go. So, I don't know that anything's going to happen, but my wife has put me in fix-it-up mode, so...
I can see where this is moving. Yeah, this is going to happen.
Well, it won't happen because I want it to happen. I know that, so...
Well, we both know that. Now, come on.
So, anyhow, we'll see what happens in all this business, so...
I predict a pool. I'm predicting pool.
Well, we never know. I don't like a pool just because I'm afraid that, number one, it's too expensive because I got to maintain the damn thing.
Right.
No one's going to maintain it but me, right?
Right. Well, that's another job for you.
That's another job for me. Don't want it.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there's insurance stuff with it and everything. So.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
What did I say? It's like a dog pool or something?
It's fine. No, you put a fence up around it. You put up a locking gate on it. It's fine.
Oh, you think so? Do I put a sign up that says no lifeguard on duty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that the neighbors would really not want me to have a pool. I'm just saying.
So. I think it would be awesome. You could be rocking your Speedos you like to rock.
Yeah, I don't think that would go over well in the community there.
Your high-rise bikinis that you like to wear.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazingly enough, Nikki and I wear the same type of swimsuits, so go figure.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah. Suddenly I won't be able to look at her pictures. I'll just picture my head.
So what's going on with you, anything?
So I really didn't have a story, but my wife had gone to Goodwill and bought a Ouija board, and that's...
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Got everyone all upset, I guess. I don't...
Who will do the dishes tonight? Dad, it's you again.
Okay, I'll do it. N-O-B-O-D-Y. No, nobody apparently will do the... Yeah, the kids all freaked out. No one was like...
So did you actually... Is it one of the Ouija boards from the Parker Brothers or like the...
It's old school.
Yeah. I remember my friends had that. I never had that because that cost money, but...
We had like games, like, but all the boxes were always like really crushed. Like every game we had, like the boxes was horribly, you know, dismantled and crushed and ripped apart. It's like, man.
We had that too, but I thought it was because all my games were hand-me-downs from my cousins, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's, whenever you get like the original Chutes and Ladders where they actually have real chutes and ladders on it, you know, so.
Oh, we didn't have that yet. We had Twister.
Yeah. Well, that came from your parents' swinging 60s parties.
That's how I was conceived, I think.
Yeah, probably.
There was a game where it was like, it was kind of like the mat for Twister, but it like was on like rods you put in it.
Okay.
These rods would connect in the middle, and there's like this pie plate up top.
Okay, I don't know what the hell this is.
Pieces, and then like you had like these things, and you'd hit this thing would like sit like a foot off the ground or something. It had to try to use like these mallets to kind of knock the plastic pieces into the.
Oh no! You saw it. Don't break the ice.
No, this was like a big thing, though. This was like a Twister mat. It was really big.
Oh, that's weird. I don't think I've ever heard of this.
I don't know what it was called.
Yeah, I'll probably call like some kind of weird, you know, molestation or something. I don't know.
Molestation, yeah, that's the game of molestation. Thank you. Yes, the game of molestation. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some fun in molestation.
Sorry.
I don't know. I think we had a Ouija board growing up, but I don't think we really used it. But
my friends had it. They had it, and we would go in the basement, you know.
Yeah.
And in the dark, and play Ouija board, and you'd freak everybody out.
Who has the weed tonight? Let me see. B. B. Bob. Let's see.
Interesting.
But so maybe we'll crack this thing open after a while. I don't know, man. You know?
Oh, the Ouija board?
Maybe. Yeah.
What are you gonna ask it? I mean.
Will Bob take a bath on this whole buying the house thing?
Probably. Answers will point to that? Yes.
Overextend himself.
Oh, on
buying
God.
A new house.
Yeah, I think so. Oh my gosh.
The game called Bob Never Retires.
I think that was already a foregone conclusion. So.
I mean, you just die until we're work till we die. I have this.
I'm going to. I mean, that's the way it's gonna be.
I have this feeling. Yeah.
I mean, till I die or till till I'm on, you know, disability or unemployment or whatever I can get.
You're 75, Bob. You can go now.
Welcome to Walmart. Welcome to Walmart.
Welcome. Come on in.
Come on in. You know, I was at the Home Depot because of all these projects, and they had a greeter there. This old dude, what are you looking for?
Yeah.
I'm like, paint.
Paint.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, chainsaw oil. Got any chainsaw
oil?
Yeah.
Oh, I had a mishap once at Ace Hardware with a chainsaw.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we were there. We were in high school. We were screwing around. And I picked up a chainsaw, and I'm like, I'm Freddy Krueger. I'm somebody. I didn't realize someone had taken the lid off the damn oil. And I ended up with freaking oil all down my freaking, like, shirt and pants. Like, what the hell? Like, who takes the goddamn cap off the freaking oil reserves? You know, I was like, son of an oil. I'm trying to play it off like it's funny.
That's just like at the bar whenever you wiped your stamp all over your face.
Oh, when I stamped my hand and it was raining and I wiped my face and I ended up with like a blue face. Yeah, that was funny.
You had like a Hitler schmear mustache going on.
I like this place, Bob. It's very good.
Very good. Very good. That's right.
Yeah, Berlin. Yeah.
Sieg Heil.
Sieg Heil. Yeah.
You had like a... off, you know, kind of like a Salvador Dali Hitler thing going on.
Yes.
Half a mustache on one side. So.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you.
I let it go. I saw it and I didn't say anything for the longest time.
Yeah, I know. Thanks a lot, Jackass. Yeah.
I thought it was funny. Yeah. I knew you were hanging over at the women's restroom and, you know, all that good stuff.
We're not talking about a lot of stuff. We're not talking.
Oh my goodness. So everybody's okay? Everything's okay?
Everything is fine. Your Uncle Miles is going to a Bears game here in 2 weeks, so be ready for that.
That's interesting. How's that coming about?
A live remote will be done at the Bears game.
What do you think?
I think, yes.
Are you allowed to have a cell phone now? Or?
Yes, I just acquired one, yes. And
oh, okay.
So I might just call up our hotline we have.
Oh, there you go. What is that hotline, do you know?
That's the downside, because I never know it.
I have to look it up. I don't even know what it is.
314
something.
But I thought in case I see, like, Bill Murray in the stands or something, you know.
It's 314-827-6399.
I so want to have Mongo come on and just say something totally outrageous. It's totally,
Yeah, oh, well, there you go.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that'll happen. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. We don't know. Stay tuned.